Large-scale U.S.-South Korea military exercises this week have caused North Korea to cancel high-level talks with South Korea. The U.S.-South Korea drills involve about 100 fighter jets, including fifth-generation F-22 Raptors, and are scheduled to run through May 25th. Pyongyang slammed the drills as a rehearsal for invasion. North Korea has also bristled at remarks made by the U.S. National Security Advisor, suggesting Pyongyang would unilaterally denuclearize using the so-called Libya model. U.S. President Donald Trump also did not rule out intervention in case the North Korean leader would not agree to a deal.
Now, that model would take place if we don't make a deal, most likely. But if we make a deal, I think Kim Jong-un is going to be very, very happy.
He, however, differentiated the case with the former Libyan leader and the one regarding the current North Korean leader.
There was no deal to keep Gaddafi. The Libyan model that was mentioned was a much different deal. This would be with Kim Jong-un, something where he'd be there, he'd be in his country, he'd be running his country.
North Korea has indicated its willingness to give up its nuclear weapons and long-range ballistic missile programs in exchange for security guarantees. Such guarantees were, in fact, part of the 2003 deal Washington concluded with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. With U.S. assistance, Gaddafi was toppled and murdered by opposition forces in 2011.
The United States has been advocating a Libya-style solution, which is rewarding North Korea after it gives up its nuclear program. During his recent visit to China, Kim Jong-un offered to phase out the nuclear program.
Experts believe the U.S. president has credibility issues.
I mean, the concern at this point has to be, what's the strategy of the United States and how much will Trump stick to that? He likes to improvise.
North Korea this week suggested it's interested in joining the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty after promising to suspend its nuclear tests as negotiations developed earlier this year.
Amid North Korea's threat to pull out of its upcoming U.S. summit, South Korea seeks to play the mediator role. President Moon Jae-in departs for Washington Monday to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump in advance of the Trump-Kim summit, currently still on for June 12th. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.